This is Gordon. And that red pillow-like thing tucked under his arm is Gordon's heart. Years ago, when the little black gorilla was first put together at the factory, the small stuffed heart was sewn between his paws and onto his black furry chest. But after a while, he found that he just couldn't express himself as he wanted to, so he let his unstuffed friend Arletta carefully separate it. His paws and arms would then be free for all kinds of fun things, like waving, bowing, and his favourite thing of all, hugging. Although he chose to have it separated, Gordon's heart is still very special to him. The sun hung like a molten pendant on the horizon as Akash rolled away from his sleeping wife. He cursed as the bed creaked in protest, threatening to wake Jaya. He tiptoed across their bedroom, heavy with the Indian heat, and stubbed his toe in his eagerness to escape the confines of his marriage and reach his lover. In his arms he carried neatly folded clothes, and he eased through the door without a look back. Safely, on the other side of the threshold, Akasha's heart rate slowed. He dressed quickly and headed out into the daylight, where honking rickshaws already jostled for space on the road despite the early hour. He threaded his way to university through littered streets, where rats the size of his forearm fought with street urchins for the right to scraps. One of the least known facts about Louis XIV is that he had a railway in his back garden. The Sun King used to entertain his guests by giving them a go on the roulette, a kind of roller coaster built in the gardens of Marly near Versailles in 1691. It was a carved and gilded carriage on wheels that thundered down a 250-metre wooden track into the valley, and thanks to its momentum, up the other side. The passengers would enter the sumptuous carriage from a small building in the classical style that could lay claim to being the world's first railway station. Then three bewigged valets would push the coach to the top of the incline, giving the overdressed aristocrats a frisson as it whooshed like a toboggan down the hill. There were other, rather more prosaic railways in the 17th century too, mostly serving mines,